아무도 자 USM 귤아게기 탑람 냠슬레데라 나온저게 아니 규주 삼다제 아니 냠는제 오레스 데 규주디 가르스나 나온저게 아 마르시바다 심제담제 랑게 마제뇽와 템바 마르시와제 아니 심제담제랑라 진체보이바 진체바데체 아나디 야 진체보인자 파진레 조깅 스피치 소바데체 Dine jamba, simjadam jalamine jamba kumya da. Ne simjadam jalamine, ne nijiji kumya. Dine simjadam che, dewada, dewe gyuda, denba da, dungal da, dungal gyuda, jawa de, ngayi che, yinye sibe, laksa namda, yeye de, gyuduk che. Da di je la da, ne simjadam che, dewada, dewe gyuda, denba, dungal da, dungal da, jawa de, ngayi che, yinye sibe, insa, ngayi simjadam che, gyuda, san yu kubang, topar shu, sibe, janju simge, de reche. Adi Janjusim Giadi, the Gyutuk Sam Daji Kihoreche. That Gyutuk Nanang and the Dine, Marcia Basimian Jerangi Machi Nyoa Dan, and the Tinche Muyim Badi Shi Sashe. Then on the Hankasan Karako Zubaresine, Simjatam Jerang, Tinche was a Patin So Hore Sedi, the Patin Sue Quartisherwa. She in the Kosuwa Dandu.
Good evening. We've been looking at the last number of weeks at the method for generating bodhicitta of the six causes that lead to the one effect of bodhicitta. We started by looking at the basis upon which the six causes are cultivated, and that is impartiality. And thereafter, we looked at the first of the six causes, which is the intimate relationship that we have with all beings, that of parent and child. Thereafter, we looked at the tremendous kindness that they have shown us directly in that relationship, as well as in a wide number of other relationships, as well as indirectly and directly being of great benefit to us across lifetimes. Now we ask at the third stage, which is looking, which comes about independence on the preceding stages, which is the sincere wish to repay that kindness. And thereafter come the steps on generating love and compassion, wanting all beings to experience only lasting, stable happiness and accumulate those causes and be freed of suffering completely and eradicate the causes that would otherwise lead to that. And then coming to the final cause, which is the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility, where the yogin takes responsibility to ensure that all beings do achieve the state freed of suffering and of lasting, stable happiness. And that there is the sixth cause, the final cause that leads to the ripening effects of the generation of bodhicitta. So tonight then, we'll continue with where we left off last week on page 35, looking at the cultivation of that third cause, repaying the kindness of our mother sentient beings.
Jin Dasha Kondrong again, D. Yabishi Tanje, Bishi Yungur, Dinichiwa inza, and Deltene, Dungas Mato, Dewa Yungo Maris. Ne Dunga say Tablam dea, Dasha Kondrong again, Gijan Tablam Dichidu, and Dunga Yamato, and Dewa Dva, and Devaina, Dewa Susu Dewa Dusiobadi, Meva Susha Goris, Dini inza, Dinigi, Leda Numo Ungi, Dasha Kondrong again, Gijan, and Digi, Rawa Meva. अनि न्योमा नासे रहा मेबा नासे तेने रहा मेबारे तेने इंजा अनि टीचेना अनि थारवादा थमचिनि बको थपतुगुरे टीचेना लादा मिगो थपतुगुरे सया निजेबाने न्यावा जिगरे गासोन जिगरे सिबिके ता लेनये जिबिके नमिके नमिजे शेरापते मेबा चारे मेबा योमार्स योमार्स शेराप मेबारे ता सोसोने दिने छि हागु थुगु योमारे हागु मतुमाजोना अनदेलिया Lamdin Jikin, Givishin Yang, and the Galekawa Chagor, Gerson, Benibin Yawabata, Yidata, Dundola Sopata, and Gazmi Nayam. 지체로 롭니 마지게 떠나 메디게 미디게이나 다 디네게 기위신이 되나 자송으로와 어 디네자 디네 강아도 디네자 다 디네게 지수 심전 참마랑라 진진 보리 다도 콘도 끄진 지 강아 주의디 갑라 디네게 콘돌이야 디기 주야도 동아세야야 지 콘돌이야 디네지 팬바지 두고레 선배 삼당고레 세정아서 그지 디고르 휴르와다 제자다 콘주랑을 진진보자 델랑이 판바두고레에서 섬 땅을이 콘주야 판바두고에서 섬 땅고레에서 뒤로 타마디
Having reflected then on the tremendous kindness that mother sentient beings have shown us since beginningless time, naturally, in dependence on this, the wish arises to repay that kindness. In the last week, we started to look at this presentation, seeing that our mother sentient beings continue to take uncontrolled rebirth in the suffering realms of samsara due to the contaminated karma that they themselves have accumulated due to being under the influence of their afflicted minds, being under the absolute control of their afflicted minds. And all our mother sentient beings yearn for happiness and freedom from all forms of pain and misery, and to try and avert problems and difficulties in their lives and achieve happiness. They engage in a variety of activities, physical and verbal, all motivated, though, by the afflicted minds. Being motivated by the afflicted minds, the vast majority of causes that our mother sentient beings accumulate are causes that will lead to further suffering. Occasionally, they also accumulate causes for happiness, but even this happiness is transient. It's brief, it's not lasting, and it's of small value. Beings stuck in this situation, if they're not already in the lower realms, the causes for rebirth in the lower realms is what is often created. When they fall into the lower realms, it's very difficult there for them to create the causes to gain freedom from such a suffering rebirth. And they're trapped in this situation, the cyclic turning of this wheel of samsara due to being blinded by the ignorance of confusion, of not knowing what the causes are that will lead to actual happiness and how to accumulate them, not knowing what are the causes that lead to suffering, and how to abandon them. This darkness of confusion is a place where wisdom is yet to be generated. And compounding the difficult situation that our mother sentient beings are in is that, trapped in this darkness, often in a rebirth in the lower realms, it's almost impossible for them to come under the care of a qualified spiritual teacher, a spiritual teacher who can skillfully guide them to liberation. So reflecting like this, heartfelt yearning arises within oneself. Let me be of benefit to them. Let me aid them in their time of need.
Kondulya ကြည့်ဖံပါဒုကုတုကံဟာဆေးရလောဘကျေကုစံပြဆံလို့ဒီကြည့်ထုကောလားဒီကြည့်ထုရဲ့ကတန်တာလားကြည့်ရရောက်ကြည့်ရဲ့ကတန်တာလားငါကစံမတန်ကိုစနေတင်ချင်ပေါ်ရဲဆက်စံတာရစီတာတဲ့တင်ချင်ပေါ်ရဲတဲ့တဲ့ညက်ဘလခွန်တလကံဟာဂျင်းနေတင်တူဝါစံပြကစံတန်တန်ကိုရဲ့ဒီကြည့်ထုတီရော
Through having reflected well on the tremendous kindness that beings have shown us, that spontaneously, naturally within us arises the wish to repay that kindness. And knowing that beings only want happiness, they don't want to experience a moment of pain or misery, yet remain under the control that they are without any freedom because they are under the control of the afflicted minds, we then commit to helping them in this desperate time. So this wish to be of benefit to them arises within us, independent on the prior cultivation of the clear recognition of the kindness that beings have shown us, and our close, intimate, and interwoven relationship that we share with all beings.
ဆိုဆိုကြီးဆိုဆိုပြင်းညင်ညဘူးဆိုဆိုကြီးဆိုဆိုပြင်းညင်ညဘူးကြီးဆိုဆိုလေးပဲမစဖန်တော့ချင်ဘူးကတဲ့ချင်ဘူးရှိဘူးကြွေးပါချက်ချင်းဖန်တော့ချင်းကြွေးပါရင်နောက်ငါတို့ဒီကတဲ့ချင်ဘူးမှာဟောက်ကိုကောဘာဒီနေ့သာတခေါ်လျာကံကရှိတဲ့ကံကရွေးပါရွေးပါကံကရွေးပါရှိဘူးရွေးပါထောင်းဆောင်ပဲနောက်ငါတို့ကရဆမ်တဆောအော်ဒါညင်မီတင်ကလျာပြန်မစင်ကလျာကတဲ့ချင်ဘူးကြီးငါလျာဖန်တော့ချ ま、ディナジルは先陣の時ランゲマチェニョラ、ランレ人チンボインバサムタワイね、サムタワイね、これ考えよばいサムマサムな、これロコチオとセンペサムディマラ、考えめのロコチオよまるばで、ロコチン、ちなリグマルは、ちなだけ人チンボレ、サムタ、タドスカンガディネディのよサムタド、オダディネンザ、カロロコチオとセンペサムディレトゴラ、レギ、キトゴラ、ディニサムディエギトナディジョハダ。
The way to understand the, perhaps we can say the psychology behind this meditation technique, is that if you think of a loved one who has shown you tremendous kindness in this life, so you have a clear recollection of the beneficial relationship that you have, and you still are emotionally close to this person. When knowing that this person, like you, only wants to experience happiness, be freed of problems, when you know that they are in a desperate situation, when they're in pain and when they're in misery, naturally the wish will arise within you to help them. If on the other hand, this same person who you feel great closeness towards and love and affection for, if you consider their situation as quite remarkable and how fortunate they are and they have everything that they can be desired, how lucky they are, no wish to be of benefit to them, no wish to help them will arise within oneself. So similarly, now with the object not just of one, a close loved one, but with all kind mother sentient beings, retraining here to recognize the reality of their situation. Because if we think that, oh, some are so lucky, some have such good fortune, these samsaric beings, actually their situation is okay, the wish to rise up and be there for them will not arise. So therefore we need to understand clearly the actual situation, because that leads to a compulsion to help them.
Some Buddha la mirena sula re se se jene made made dungale ndowa ndowa ya ndala mibabna sula pap se odusine samdang ore se re da ti
Now let's turn to the text. We're on page 35. Every day they further divorce themselves from happiness because of unwholesome actions of body, speech, and mind. Like members of a drunken procession staggering towards a cliff, they are stumbling over the precipice of unwholesome deeds into the sufferings of cyclic existence and the lower realms. Think, if I do not do something for these pathetic, feeble beings, who will? If responsibility for them does not fall upon my shoulders, upon whose will it fall?
Kontrakia, And
Looking at the first of those sentences, every day they further divorce themselves from happiness because of unwholesome actions of body, speech, and mind. And actually, if we look at it even closer, across the suffering realms of samsara, it's not a case of just every day. It's pretty much every moment of every day for almost all ordinary sentient beings that the afflictions arise, and with their mere arisal leading to accumulation of non-virtue, and usually these afflictions then are acted under, and thereby creating, compounding the non-virtue accumulated. For example, attachment arises, or pride, or jealousy, or anger, or ignorance. And from these, then beings engage in the variety of activities, thinking they're going to achieve happiness. But they end up engaging in activities such as conflict with others, taking the life of beings, taking advantage of others or deceiving them, taking what others value, doing so thinking they're creating happiness for themselves. But in reality, they are only accumulating further causes for suffering. And
나서게 야서 흥위에서 제 야서 흥위여도 되는 가서를 깨야 되네 냠 냠가발 진비에서 배지 강아 샘네 강아 류 강아 강아 두신 무디네 동안 용고에 최고래 제래
Like members of a drunken procession staggering towards a cliff, they are stumbling over the precipice of unwholesome deeds into the sufferings of psychic existence in the lower realms. What is being presented here is that not only are beings accumulating non-virtue in this way, but they are doing so without choice, without freedom, because they are under the control of the afflictive minds which have deceived them, led them to a state of confusion that leads them to think that this behavior is the path to happiness. But instead, like a drunken person walking along a precipice, it is almost certain that they will stumble and fall off the edge. And this is the position beings are in. The afflictions arise, they follow the guidance of these afflictions, creating ever stronger contaminated karma, which propels them into rebirth, largely into the lower realms, and if born there already, they remain in the lower realms. And this is the precipice that beings fall off again and again. The suffering that they experience is compounded, and in this way, it seems as if it's never going to end.
Ne nga songe yangsa nga so yangsa nyam nga wa timbie si de dan jim la de sar mangbu si ro ta pe ne kabre le dun dro le ke kabre nya wa che kabre le dun dro le ke kabre ida la che kabre ya mil che wa ta de la le che wa de khor wi gi kho wa lo khor du sin ne ko ra khor che gi din na du sin ne khor ni du bo res
Here we need to understand this because it doesn't come across that clearly in English. But this is a process that is continuing again and again and again. Stumbling like a drunken fool, falling off precipice after precipice, creating ever more causes for suffering, life after life after life, remaining bound in suffering. We should understand this, reflect on this in the context of this, that in this way, it's a never-ending circle of suffering. For us as humans, we can observe other humans and certainly animals. Gods, spirits and hell beings are unseen. Maybe then it's better to start with those that we can observe, such as animals. You look at the situation of animals and see that they are in a pitiful situation, and that they are in this situation due to contaminated karma that in a life previous to this they accumulated under the control of their own afflicted minds. That karma, when it ripened, propelled the rebirth that they find themselves in now. This was a rebirth that they took without choice, with no freedom. And this was them falling off a precipice into the lower realms. And they're in this position because in their previous life, they accumulated non-virtuous karma under the influence of the afflictions. The afflictions, under the influence of the afflictions, virtuous karma is accumulated, but would not propel a rebirth into the lower realms. So here they find themselves in this situation due to the karma that they accumulated, the non-virtuous karma they accumulated under the influence of the afflictions. And now as animals, afflictions continue to arise. Attachment, anger, competitiveness, these all arise. And they continue to be tormented by them. They continue to act under the influence, the control of these afflictions, and thereby continue to accumulate ever more non-virtuous karma. Which means, when the time of death comes, the very least they'll remain in the animal realm, if not fall to a greater suffering realm. Take that same reflection and now place it onto the situation of humans. So humans have attained this body in the same way, in that, in a previous life, under the control of the afflictions, karma that is contaminated was created, and it ripened at the time of death, propelling rebirth into the human realm. And with this basis of these contaminated, appropriated aggregates, we have the basis that ensures we suffer, that we experience continuously the suffering of physical and mental pain, as well as the suffering of transient happiness. We have no control over these experiences because of this basis that we have. And the pitiful situation of where humans find themselves is just like animals, due to having this basis that of suffering, this illustration of all-pervasive suffering, the afflictions continue to arise unabated. They continue to deceive humans and ensure that, and thereby humans act under their control without freedom, creating ever more causes for suffering. So this is the situation humans find themselves in too.
ဒီဝန်ကလေငံပါဆိုလေဝငံပြောင်းကဒီနေ့ခေါ်ရကြည့်ခြင်းအတွက်မိသားညွန့်တို့ဒီဒုငါညွန့်ကိုပါဒီဒီနေ့ယုံကိုပါနဲ့တချိပါတော့ဒါလေတာညွန့်မောင်းကြီးဒါလေဆာဝင်နေမင်းညာဝါတာဤသားညွန့်တို့လက်လှတဲ့ခြင်းငါသူကိုမှာဒီနေ့ခွန်ဆိုရင်လေတာညွန့်မောင်းကြော်လင်ပါတယ်ကျေးဇူးတော်ငါဆို ね、なんか、ま、出血症、パートメバ尿を出て、ちばで、ちでんさん、だ、カムスも、こわれや、れだ、尿も、けわれ、ちんじゃら、ね、どんがらしんじゃやでとわせんべけ。で、でね、でのてんでら尿をばいなだ、いだいなだ、はいなだ、尿も、でのこんずれてて、しゃけ、こんろけ、尿もばけ、ディワンゲレンがばさごれ。ちで、ディワンゲレン、やじゃ、ね、こわれけわれ、どんが尿やでとわ。たんで、でねぎれとわせんべさんだやでとわ。
We see then the similarity of position that humans and animals are in, that they're in the situation that they find themselves due to being propelled without freedom into this rebirth due to contaminated karma accumulated by their own afflicted minds. And then in this rebirth, afflictions continue to arise, deceive the being, leading to ever more accumulation of contaminated karma, often non-virtuous. This is the case, as we've seen, for humans and animals. It's also the case for unseen beings, such as those in the lower realms of the hell realms and the pretas, or the spirits, as well as for samsaric gods. So whilst the suffering is so much more pronounced for beings in the lower realms compared to what we as humans have experienced, certainly we know that humans suffer, and even samsaric gods, they too suffer, because as long as a being has this basis of contaminated aggregates, they have the basis upon which suffering is experienced. And therefore, as long as beings continue to act without freedom under the control of the afflicted minds, contaminated karma is accumulated. All too often, this is non-virtuous. And therefore, beings without freedom continue to circle in cyclic existence.
Ngā du sam dāng jē, tēne ñam ngā wā trīm bēs, an dungā shē ñam dhā pā tīnam, sī wā tā ñam dhā pā tīnam, būdā lā mīrē nā sū lā rē sē dā. Tē tējī lō yin trīm bē, ñam ngā wā trīm bē, dungā shē ñam dhā pā sē shē. Tējī lō yin kī shū tīn mā duwa. Timbe, Yamgawa, Timbe, and Dungashi, Yamda by Dinam, Buddha, Mirena, Sulari. Jesa, the nigga do, Chenna, Dennis, the nigga Yamda, Dunga, Yong, Kanga, Kiawang, Amelia, Nu, Data Kanga, Denny, Yong, the new Kiawa Chimang, Sonjag, Lesa, Yamda, Tapsi, Michiki, Deho, Dugo, Deva, Deho, Dugo, or in a Deho to two or Mares, and Dunga, Dugo, Martina, Dunga. Mudini lady gores, the dinbe, Yamdabarishas, Dinitism Yamdaba dinam, the dinigism dinichasa, deji, daxing a machishevanaja, Rale, din chambo, gidin chambo, shoo, chiris, chisa, and consugi in an alaya, consugi gangangi seer, dumasail, and alaya, rewacha gores, aliki rewacha gores, chisan alaya, machin, sulu rewacha gores, dusen some dangoreche.
Turning back to the text, the next sentence. Think, if I do not do something for these pathetic, feeble beings, who will? So having reflected in the way that we do, certainly we'll have an appreciation for the desperate situation that sentient beings all find themselves in, that they remain due to their own confusion and thereby their own actions, bound within this prison of pain, without any experience of freedom. And then thereafter, the thought will come to us, if they can't rely on me to help them, then who can they turn to?
Rang
For example, those who we recognize as having shown us great kindness in this very life, now that we are adults and they're older, and when they're experiencing tremendous difficulties and they find themselves in a desperate situation, they naturally turn towards those that they have helped and still have a good, close relationship with, turn towards us, hoping for assistance. And because of the bond that has been formed and recognized in this life, we tend to respond to them willingly. We tend to want to be there for them in a time of need. And similarly, when other people are in a desperate situation, they too turn towards those that they are close to. They are not so likely to turn towards strangers because they aren't aware of much of a bond with a stranger, and they know the stranger is aware of no bond with them. So therefore, they don't tend to even think to turn towards a stranger, but to turn towards those with whom they do have a close and warm, mutually beneficial relationship. So now, through our meditation, so we consider closeness towards all, a tenderness towards all beings. We here see that they are in a desperate situation. These beings who have all without exception cared for us when we were vulnerable, been there for us when we were desperate. Thinking like this then, a natural wish to repay their kindness arises. I hope then what has been said seems very not only worthwhile but achievable in terms of cultivating within ourselves, but in terms of actually fulfilling the hopes of others and aiding them in their time of desperation. Here many doubts should arise because we know how difficult this is. We know how difficult it is just to help those that we already have connection with in this life, and we are aware of that connection. We know how difficult it is to aid them in their time of need. But what about limitless sentient beings? What about those in the unseen realms, or even animals who we can see and we have an affection towards? They don't tend to turn towards us because fear arises. They don't see us as someone can help them. Due to fear, they think they may be harmed. And if we were to approach them, they will flee in terror. And this is the actual situation that we find ourselves in, that it's really difficult to fulfill the needs of others. So that is the actual situation, that if to the extent that we give rise to the wish to be of benefit to others, it doesn't mean we can be of benefit to them in the way they need us to be right now. But that doesn't mean that this training is pointless. We still have to train our mind in this way. In fact, it's essential we do train our mind in this way. We need to come to the point where we recognize that it would be shameful to ignore others in their time of need, that it would be shameful to turn our back on others when they're desperate, especially when they have been there for us so many times in the past. The purpose of generating the sincere wish to be of benefit to others, this give rise to this deep strength of mind to be of benefit to others, is precisely that. In this part of the training, despite our limited ability to actually be of benefit to others, what we are training in is developing the wish so that we can benefit others in whatever way we are able to. We're generating the wish to do so. And this then will serve as a basis for later practice. So here, it's imperative we develop our strength of mind and the commitment to help others every way that we are able to now.
And then, there are Madi Dungal Drawa, young Dala Muvan Sula Pap, Sirta. Just now, Madi Dinisim Jen, Dunga Dinin Yam Tabarisha, Dinin Dungal Drawa, Drag, Tashiva, Dita, Malle, Lega di gihen di ngal leshe, ngal lega leye gab, dusi di gab su baba di ngal leshe, chisa ngal bagu di ngay chehu udu, ngay machi na da sui chehu res, ta ngal di dunga seye di, karasin konzo ngal ya din chimbo da, gedin chimbo shivu rwa, su lu gedin chimbo pe, panto yakbo shivu da, ta konzo le ganga din chedu da, ngay pa ganga chima, ganga chima seba nida, gana chehu res, chisa konzo ganga seye gi di, gihen di ngal bab shas, ngal su lu bagu ngay machi na sui chehu res, achi.
The next line in the text, if responsibility for them does not fall upon my shoulders, upon whom's will it fall?
Mm.
So here, we're taking personal responsibility to be there for others, to aid others, not allowing the excuse of someone else more skilled can take care of them, someone else can do it. We're recognizing here that in our many times of need, these individual beings were there for us. We only could survive or have the comforts that we did because they were there for us. Therefore, it is our responsibility to stand up and be there for them now and be there for them to the very best of our ability. Therefore, we have to train like this.
Dene dinje mannam yawa dene rang jibu kowa le jitar rechena dele treda ngasa chungwa mi wongsi. Jizna anji cikdi luashan rikudam.
The text continues. If I ignored these kind beings and worked only for my own liberation from samsara, what lack of conscience and consideration. This line then starts by a recognition for oneself, or within oneself, that how can it be appropriate when beings who have shown me so much care and kindness and tenderness, now while they remain in the state of desperation, state that's almost hopeless, how can I just ignore them at their time of peril and work for my own happiness? How could such a self-centered approach be appropriate? How can I turn my back on them in their hour of need when they were there for me so many times? If I work for my own happiness now, that is unforgivable. here where we're guided to the, in this point of the meditation, is having recognized our close and intimate and entwined relations we share with beings, and their tremendous care and kindness that they have shown us so many times, and that they, desperate for happiness, freedom from pain and misery, but have no idea how to achieve it, and in fact continue to create causes for ever more misery, how can I turn my back on these kind mother sentient beings who are continuing to fall off the precipice into ever deeper suffering and misery, to be shameful not to be there for them, be unjustifiable to ignore them in their time of need? In the sentence, the terms you have, lack of conscience and consideration, are usually translated as shame and embarrassment. The difference then between shame and embarrassment is that when we have the opportunity to help, and we have the capacity and the ability to help those in need, we don't do so. This is shameful. This is shameful, and it's something we should recognize within ourselves. So from our own recognition, we should recognize that this dear mother sentient being who has been there for us so many times and now is in a state of desperation and is almost reaching her hand out to us for help. And if I do not help her when I have the capacity to do so, I should feel ashamed. So that would be the meaning of behavior being shameful. And then embarrassment is how others would look on it. Perhaps the community of those that we aspire to join, such as the bodhisattvas, or even society as a whole. When those beings recognize the close and intimate relationship that we have with this being in the state of desperation, when we do not help them, when we are not for them in their time of desperation, they will denounce our self-centered behavior. They will criticize us and denounce our selfishness. So that is the meaning of these terms, which we can translate as shame and embarrassment. An illustration that I'd encourage you to use in meditation is you reflect on the kindness of your mother of this life, how she raised you with care and with gentleness, always doing the very best she could for you within her own limited capacity, and that she was always there for you when you were vulnerable and in need. And now that you've grown up and she is aged, and she is frail and unstable on her feet, she now relies on your support. Let's say the two of you are on a walking journey together, and you embarking along a trail which is along a steep precipice. At such a point, she will undoubtedly reach out for her child, reach out for her child to guide her, because she recognizes she's vulnerable and she's in harm's way. What child would not be there then for her mother? What child would ignore her mother then? How could it all be suitable to either send your mother off on her own or walk ahead, letting her fend for herself behind you? If one were to do so, how would it not be shameful? How would those in society not criticize one for such a self-centered attitude? The only appropriate thing to do would be to take her hand and carefully guide her. So reflecting on an illustration like this, in dependence on all the previous meditations you have done, it's easy then to apply this illustration to our actual relationship that we do have with others and therefore our responsibility that we have for them. Turning to the text again. Furthermore, if they attain the various pleasurable states of samsara, just as those of Brahma and Indra, their peace would not be eternal. From now on, I will think less of myself and more of mitigating the samsaric suffering of the living beings as vast as space. By every means possible, I'll work for their enlightenment in order to be able to place them in the joy of peerless liberation. Okay, the first of those two sentences. Furthermore, if they attain the various pleasurable states of samsara, such as those of Brahma or Indra, their peace would not be eternal. So here we are reminded that samsaric beings have experienced at many times, no matter what their current state is or status is within cyclic existence, they have experienced unimaginable pleasures, pleasures far more fabulous than even we can imagine right now, pleasures beyond that of even the super rich, the pleasures of the gods. They have been experienced by all samsaric beings many times. But the fact that they're not being experienced now shows that they were, that experience was not stable, it wasn't lasting. So if we help those that have been so kind to us, if we help them in a material way, or if we help them in a way that even helps them have more comfort and pleasure, material or samsaric pleasures will not last. They're not reliable, they are not stable, and they cannot satiate the need within. So therefore, no matter what material benefit we give to those that we care for, cannot protect them from the danger that they are in, the danger of potentially falling into the lower realms.
Yao rang yawa dwane sen dada bardu ngarang zwe karcheba sen ngarang ki rang janja digi dhuya da rangi digi dhuya janja rangi digi dhuya rangi dunga samta dunga se samta shengi dunda ma semjen rangi dhinjingi semjen dhishiki samta mata digi dhuya dunga dhuya samta mindu chesa dine sa ngarangi nochui karcheba rang janja samta dhiti norshas chesa da rang yawa dwane sen rangi Narangi, some of Nadiku, Nara Dumas, Rangaya, sometimes, some of the Rang cheesing, some of Pachiace, and the Garcia or sending a Simjin Namka, and you be Simjin Tamchi, Kuyu Duma, the Chad, Lana Mayanzo to be Lana may be Dewa, the Chini Yukovacha, the Simjin Tamchi, Digi Dumas, Kuyu Duma to Passe, Duma Dele Chaching, Yasanjiko, Malukuba, Kuki, Sambi Dustin, some Dango Regis.
Reflecting then on the lack of value that samsaric pleasures have, they change momentarily, they're not reliable or lasting. We then remind ourselves that until this point, we've always remained obsessed with achieving our own happiness and largely unconcerned with the welfare of others. And this has not achieved our own welfare nor that of others. Therefore, it is time to change. It's time to transform our situation. It's time to live up to our potential and our responsibilities. And that's presented in the final sentence. From now on, I will think less of myself and more of mitigating the samsaric suffering of the living beings as vast as space. By every possible means, I will work for enlightenment in order to be able to place them in the joy of peerless liberation.
Goyagi, me tipsy cheese, and a chicken do some that, this some diet committed, Mazu Jinso Compass. Lo, Jinso Jam, Jinso Compass at Dishagorwa.
This brings us then to the essence of the meditation on repaying the kindness. It is the recognition of the role that the self-cherishing mind has played in our lives up to this point. That it is through acting under the control of the self-cherishing mind that we have ignored others, that we have ignored our kind mother sentient beings in their times of desperation again and again, and that we have to transform the situation, rather cultivate the other cherishing mind and come under the guise of the sway of the other cherishing mind, because it's through its cultivation that we will always place the welfare of others at the forefront of our attention. So this is the meaning of repaying the kindness.
And then di komya di dadi di komya de dang ran ju ge deji nye le sam da de cha sa de ne ge gyum je sam da de ne ge sim je tam ju ko yu dung al tra ji pan ba ju si jian le pan ba ju gu du sem be ge sam lo da sim ji ge dung al se gu du di ko di ju gu du sem be 당보 김전디기도 삼단에 심전 탐제랑길라 진천보 임바레 안 다디기 갑라 콘들리아 안직 되자 콘도랑 아제 뇽모지 뇽모 응기 뇽모지 디왕게 레사 데니기 셈마지 와다 강아 모두와 세베 삼다 데니자 다 콘도랑라 진천보레 지상할레 진천보레 다 디린 콘조 강아디 네임마센 땡 수시게 나세 오두와 말야 겐징알 두 세베 삼다 두 삼다디 아주기 제바제 시럽기 시럽기 제바제 잼비지 시럽기 제바제 시바 제바제네 나도 네 가르쳐고도 람다 콘주기 동아디게 파 세제 동아들라 타르제 산주 고마 토발이야 고고두와 세비게 시럽기 제바제네 담이 타줘라 제바제비 둠디에디 갈리오르스네 콘주 동아레 세제 코 동아들라 타르제 산지에서려 고고두 세비 고고도 세메 담에 타서 딜레인 거로와 근데다 니 찍고 구두와 선배 되네게 삼로디 당한 주게 검제네가 찍 제시도 그 디랑 삼다 선배도 중간에 저 상에서 양이 꾸긴 선배가 삼다는 공바이나 다 조금이나 차고와 되네자 다 된다라 뭐 대지세 삼다 김전도 세 삼다 바이나 심지엔 탐지 동아세 디기 주비 지긴 선배 삼로디 아주 슈체레 두고 딜레야게 된다라 제바제 디지 김전 삼다 해디 수차그로와
As with all the other steps in the meditation, to bring about transformation, start with putting our emphasis on analytical meditation, using our wisdom, investigating the actual relationship we have with others, this close and intimate relationship we have with all others, and recognize then the true relationship that we have with them in terms of the kindness they have continuously shown us, or repeatedly shown us, and giving rise to this sense of responsibility to repay that kindness towards them. But we're also recognizing that they are in the precarious situation they are in because they have no freedom. They are controlled by their afflicted minds. And as long as beings remain under the control of their afflictions, they will suffer. Thereby, we give rise to the strong determination that in order for beings that I have a strong connection with to be influenced by me, guided by me to the attainment of the state of freedom, I have to become that skilled guide. I have to achieve Buddhahood for their sake. And then when we give rise to this determination to become Buddhas for the sake of others, we then switch from analytical meditation to placement meditation, and we abide, we rest our mind with this realization. And thereby we strengthen habituation to this realization, deepen it within us. Then we keep repeating the process of further analytical, further placement. And through this combination of analytical and placement meditation, we'll rapidly deepen our transformation, make these realizations ever deeper and more transformative within us. An important recognition will come here, and it will come in the form of a doubt, thinking to ourselves that I have given rise to this wish to free all mother sentient beings from suffering and pain, to lead them, place them in the state of enlightenment. But really, how can I do this? How can I do this? The ocean, for example, is full of beings. How can I help even just one fish? What can I do to help just that one sentient being? So this is a doubt that should arise, and it's an important doubt to arise.
Such a doubt really is appropriate, and if it arises, this is a very beneficial doubt in that it is in accordance with reality. Because how can we right now help many beings, let alone all beings, let alone those who are completely different from ourselves? But this does not mean that the meditations we've done should be discarded. Rather, we should see that they are indispensable. Because meditating successfully in this way leads to a transformation within us, a transformative wish to help others. And due to the intensity of this desire to be of benefit to others in a time of need, we will look for a solution. And through our studies, we'll know that that solution is to become a Buddha, the most skilled of guides, the guide who can appear in the forms and communicate in the style that is most effective for beings. And now having what we have understood previously, that it's Buddhahood, or becoming a Buddha, that is the most suitable outcome, we now have the strength of mind. Through this generation of this wish to repay the kindness, we have the strength of mind that not only to look for the solution, but to implement it, to strive to become a Buddha for the sake of others. And it's through this strength of mind that we develop the strength to commit to living a life of great meaning, a life for the benefit of others. And this is, we can see in a smaller way, in the context of ordinary life, that someone when they're young who loves the ocean and really enjoys their time at the seaside, they see the importance of the role that a lifeguard plays, that the security that parents have, that their children are being cared for by skilled professionals. They thereby give rise to the wish when they are a bit older to also become a lifeguard, and then they train in becoming a lifeguard so that they can become a skilled professional who can aid beings in the time of their need. So that's a similar approach. We need to develop our way of thinking here, see what the need is that others have for us, and see how we can fulfill it, and then we'll have the strength of mind to do so.
We watch the news or read the newspaper, we see the immense problems that people elsewhere are experiencing. Some countries really are in quite desperate situations. And most people, when they see this, compassion certainly will arise within them, thinking that may these strangers to me, may they be freed of these problems, may they live in peace, may they have comfort. So that arises within one. But also, for the vast majority of people, the thought also then follows, but what can I do? And they turn the page or move on to the next story. But there are others who also give rise to compassion within them. Compassion of that is not necessarily any different in magnitude to what arises within us. But they have a stand-up attitude. They find that to do nothing unacceptable. They feel a sense of responsibility for those strangers. And whilst this individual has given rise to compassion, probably no different from the compassion that arose within us,
because of the sense of responsibility, this understanding that it's unacceptable not to aid others in the time of need, despite having no particular skill or talent that we lack, they stand up and they do what they can for these people in distant land. They perhaps, in their community, they will arrange a collection of needed goods, or they'll perhaps fundraise and thereby be able to make donations to suffering beings. And therefore, through their endeavors, they and through them, others can ease the suffering burden that beings are experiencing. So again, this isn't because of their great compassion, their compassion that's so much greater than ours, or particular skills or talents that they have acquired. This is because of a deeper sense of shared responsibility for the welfare of others. And there are many instances that we are aware of in the world where there are stand-up heroes who face tremendous danger to help a stranger. They do something that to others on the outside looks remarkable, that they ran into the face of danger to help a stranger. This isn't because of their particular skill in these situations, but they have a particular attitude. And it's through these meditations that we develop a similar mental capacity, a capacity that takes responsibility for others, a capacity that ensures that whatever skills we have, we will utilize for others, and to recognize that we can develop far greater skills and be of immeasurable more benefit to others. So the meditations we've been looking at last week and tonight are a key requirement for the later generation of bodhicitta and engagement in the actual six perfections. When one does become a bodhisattva, all these activities have incredible benefit for others and create so much virtue, propel one speedily to the attainment of Buddhahood.
I encourage you to continue these meditations on a daily basis, reflecting on the intimate relationship that we have with all beings and the kindness that they have shown us directly, lifetime after lifetime, as well as the benefits that they've brought, that so many bring to us in this life and in many lives, benefit directly as well as indirectly. And that here, in this part of the meditation, we reflect that right now, these beings who have shown me so much kindness and been of so much benefit to me in my life, they are tormented
by their afflicted minds and the resulting contaminated karma. And if I don't help them gain freedom from their afflicted minds, who will? How can this not be my responsibility? So reflecting on this again and again, repeatedly over a sustained period, using the combination of reason after reason, and then placement meditation, and further analysis, and then placement, it will have the desired effect of making us recognize the fault of our self-cherishing mind, the obsession we have with achieving our own desires and overcoming our own mere problems. And rather, we will come to see that as insignificant, as not important. We will rather value the welfare of others more and give rise to the other cherishing mind within us. That is the purpose of this meditation. The next week, building on this, we will look at how then to actually fulfill the wishes of others. What are those wishes? Lasting stable happiness, freedom from pain and suffering. To fulfill those, we then give rise to love, the wish for the others to be happy, and compassion, the wish for them to be freed of pain and misery. So we'll look at that the next week.
Oh, yeah, no,
thank you very much.